Today's podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing. You need the Thunderstorm. Save on their lowest price with code word Howie at EdenPure.com.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
No, the president and the administration feel that Dr. Fauci has played an incredible role in getting the pandemic under control.
His lockdown policies were not justified by the scientific data. He was somebody that fear-mongered about schools. So in Florida, we chose freedom over Fauciism.
Yes. And it's the choice of a new generation.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
To sum it up, look, COVID cases are down. COVID deaths are up. Unemployment filings are down. Hunger is down. And vaccinations are up. Jobs are up.
Yeah, like Bizarro Superman. Superman's exact opposite. Who lives in the backwards Bizarro world? Up is down, down is up. He says hello when he leaves, goodbye when he arrives.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
I loved Bizarro Superman almost as much as I loved the old pinball machines. Listen to those listen to that old pinball machine. We are broadcasting live today from Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. Everybody give yourselves a hand.
Woo-hoo!
We'll be here all afternoon. It's great to be here with all this neon. I'm looking at the 18-hole mini golf course. I'm looking at the Ghostbusters games, all kinds of games here. This is the world's largest arcade that we're at. And come on. Come on down, and you can get a free book. We're giving away books, and they're autographed, and I'll personalize them. When I'm around, get your picture taken with me and Grace. Grace is here.
Hello, everyone. I am here, and I'm so excited, Howie. I can't wait to just walk around this entire place. It's huge. They have so many games.
Right. They even have in the basement of the tavern, they have a five ball machine. Oh man. Those are hard to come by these days, five-ball machines.
What is that, a five-ball pinball machine?
Yeah, instead of getting three balls, you go with five balls. They started working the five balls out about 1976, 77. But there's a few of them left here. They got the Arcade Hall of Fame here.
Were you sad when they started to do that?
Hell yes. Cost a hell of a lot more to play a game of pinball.
I can just picture you pre-blonde days in the 1970s.
At the Ardmore Tap Room. I'd be at one machine, and there was this guy next to me. One day I looked over, and he said, holy bleep, that guy is 7 feet tall. You know what? He used to play ball for University of South Carolina. His name was Danny Traylor.
Oh, wow.
He was always there. Yeah, I was a midget compared to him.
Howie, is it true that you lived through the pinball prohibition?
You know, pinballs were involved in a lot of rackets back in the day. You know, you could gin them up a little bit so that they would give money back.
Yeah,
you know?
Someone actually messaged me that very recently. They were talking about shaking the pinball machine. I'm not getting into that today.
Yeah, Jay was saying, was Whitey Bulger ever involved in any of the pinball rackets? I think that was kind of too small time for him. But, you know, there were a lot of weird stories about pinball machines back in the day. But anyway, it's great to be here, and we're having a really good time. And come on down, and there's a lot of stuff. We got a good house right here already. Go ahead.
I know, we really do. And Howie, the cool thing about this space is that if anyone wants to throw birthday parties, it's totally free. You just sign up with Fun Spot. So this is a great little event space.
Yeah. This is, again, it's the world's biggest arcade, and we're very happy to be here. And I tell you something else we have here. We just got them in today. These are our new T-shirts. I mentioned them a couple of days ago. Follow the science, ditch the masks. It's a black T-shirt, and the print is in red and white. You can order them online at HowieCarrShow.com. Click on store, or we've got a few here. We've got the large, extra large, and double XLs. And so you can get them here, or you can order them online. They just came in today. Yes, yes. 508, are you selling Honest Howie slugs? No, we're not. All right. Well, listen, we have let's go to the Biden sound cuts. We thought we were all done for the week because he was taking an early slide. The White House is a lot like the State House in Boston. Everybody says have a nice weekend on Wednesday afternoon now. But he came out. The unemployment rate was lower than expected. It's not unexpected anymore. They've got a new phrase. Lower than expected. And the other phrase they use is disappointing, a Charlie Parker expression, disappointing numbers. So Joe Biden had to come out this morning and check it out and you know, try to tell everybody that everything was fine. So let's play with let's start with Biden has to explain to all of us who haven't been in the Senate for 55 years, or as he puts it, 180 years. He has to explain to us how an unemployment report works. Cut two.
This report is based on a weekly, week in early May. That's how they determine the job rate, growth or loss. We have growth.
A weekly week.
No wonder it's unexpectedly low. What a scientific calculation process.
Okay, and you know, we didn't play the cut yesterday. He's very confused about how long he's been in office. A couple of days ago, he said he'd been in office for 15 months. Actually, we might as well play, if you could find that, Taylor, we might as well play that. I hate to leave any of this gold on the table. But here he was talking about back to the first 14 months. I don't know what this is. I don't know what first 14 months or last 14 months it is. You can interpret it as you will. Cut one.
The first 14 months, first time in 14 months, we saw the largest decline in the number of long-term unemployed more than an entire decade, in the last 10 years.
Okay.
Maybe since January 20, and we're talking now about 15 months ago, the average daily cases are down from 184,000.
None of that makes any sense.
No.
Whether he may, you know, if he's talking about January 2020, the cases were not that high. There were no cases, basically, in January 2020.
And that would have been 18 months ago.
Right. So, none of it makes any sense. So, you know, everybody cooks, right? You have certain things you have in the kitchen. You have pots. You have kettles. What else do you have? You have pans. Joe Biden likes to talk about his pans.
75% of our seniors are fully vaccinated. And the American Rescue Plan.
It's a souffle pan. Because gas prices are rising, inflation is rising, et cetera, et cetera. So how are we keeping the economy going, Mr. President? What would you say about the plan to basically print money? Cut six.
The Census Bureau data found just how much these checks mattered. They drastically reduced depression, according to the study.
They reduced depression.
It's a mix of reduced and loosened. Reduced.
He mixed up there a lot of words like that. He kind of had these. Okay, we have another word that he mixed up. You know, this happens sometimes as politicians get older, but you know, they don't usually get to be president of the United States when they start. All right, I was thinking Richard Daley used to talk about this when they used to ask him about corruption when the first Richard Daley who was president, and he said one time they were asking about corruption, he said, I resent these insinuendos.
Ooh.
So he mixed up insinuations and innuendos. It's actually a pretty good word.
Yeah.
It really
works.
It's if you did have if you mated two words, you would get a word like that, you know? Unlike reloosed. I don't know what the hell reloosed means. But here's another one. Cut 10.
Everyone needs to get their shots, though. Now's the time to accelerate the process we've been making.
You know what that's a combo of.
Accelerate and celebrate, right?
Celebrate good times, come on.
Yeah. I know he's you know, they have these designer dogs, you know, golden doodles and things like that. He's doing it with words.
Yeah.
He's combining the words.
He's doing a remix.
Okay, now we're getting people back to work, though, because he, and again, being Joe Biden, he wants to come up. He wants to give you the exact numbers of the people who are going back to work. Cut 7.
In fact, in May, state and local governments added 103,000 education jobs, returned them to work.
Returned them to work, 103,000. Cut 8.
And temporary boost in unemployment benefits that ended, that we enacted, I should say, help people lost their jobs through no fault of their own.
No, we want you to end the unemployment benefits now, like Governor Sununu is doing here in New Hampshire. You don't enact them. You end them. 844-500-43. This was in the intro, but try to figure out what he's talking about here. Cut 9.
To sum it up, look, COVID cases are down. COVID deaths are up. Unemployment filings are down. Hunger is down. And vaccinations are up. Jobs are up. Wages are up. Manufacturing is up. Growth is up. People gaining health care coverage is up.
Inflation's
up. Small business confidence is up.
I don't think that's true at all. Okay, cut 12.
We can't reboot the world's largest economy like flipping on a nice light switch.
You ever have problems when you're trying to flip on an ice switch?
I can never find it. That's the biggest problem.
An ice switch. Okay. Cut 3.
In short, this is progress, historic progress. Progress that's pulling our economy out of the worst crisis it's been in 100 years. And it's testament to the new strategy that is growing this economy, not only growing it, but growing it from the bottom up and the middle out.
Growing our economy. All right. See, I have to read some spots. You're going to see me reading some spots throughout the day, the live spots in the afternoon. And if I screwed up the spots as much as Joe Biden screws up his briefing book or his teleprompter, by like about 4:30, there would be someone in a white coat coming behind me, and he would have a net on me.
We wouldn't be celebrating today.
Yeah, someone would be warning me, saying, "How we keep your arms out? It'll make it harder for him to throw the net over you." But they would probably catch me. But that's your Joe Biden for the day. 207. Did he say COVID deaths are up? Yes, he said it. COVID deaths are, cases are down, but deaths are up. That's what he said. Yeah. 617, more like a bedpan. The American bedpan. Sitting is the new smoking. These days we are sitting working on our computers more than ever. Let me tell you about my new favorite office chair, the Backstrong chair. You know that stiff feeling you get when you sit too long while working? It's gone. And when I get out of the chair to walk around, my body doesn't hurt. Poorly designed office chairs can lead to severe pain in your hips, back, and shoulders, but not if you have the Backstrong chair. It guarantees you good posture. You literally cannot slouch. The Backstrong was a result of 5+ years of prototyping and researching, working with pain patients and testing to arrive at patented sit-in-motion technology that positions the hips into natural, ideal alignment for healthy sitting. Do you sit more than 4 hours per day? Do you get up from your chair feeling tired, drained, unmotivated? Do you have back pain or lose feeling in your legs because you are sitting for extended periods of time? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then you need the Backstrong chair. It's super comfortable, perfect for your home or office, backed by hundreds of 5-star reviews, 60-day money-back guarantee. Save $100 plus get free shipping when you use the discount code Howie to get yours. Go to backstrong.com today. Again, get $100 off and free shipping by going to backstrong.com and using discount code Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
Got hate mail?
You got anything on your chest besides your chin, you better get it off.
Send it off to Grace at HowieCarshow.com.
be quiet and peaceable and have a few beers together and listen to the music and not make any wrong moves.
Howie Carr is back.
Today's poll question is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm. Allergy season is here and you need the Thunderstorm air purifier. Go to EdenPure.com and put in code word Howie to save $10 off their lowest sales price. That's EdenPure.com, code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far? And by the way, I should mention, you may have heard, we played a little bit of it on the last hour of the show last night. Former Vice President Mike Pence was in New Hampshire. He was in Manchester to address the Hillsborough County Republicans. And it was his first trip to New Hampshire since he was no longer the Vice President. And he got a fawning write-up in the Globe, I must say, because he kind of said, you know, he and Trump have differences of opinion on January 6th. So that's the basis of the poll question. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Would you ever vote for Mike Pence for president in a GOP primary election?
Let me ask the audience here at Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire. Would anyone here vote for Mike Pence in the Republican primary in 2024?
No.
Why don't you give me a big boo if you wouldn't vote for him?
You're really turning into Jeb Bush here. Please clap. Please boo.
So how does the at-home audience respond, Taylor? Are they in sync with the audience here in Laconia?
They're not as unanimous. 69% say they would not vote for Pence.
I'm surprised he got 31% of the vote. That's not bad, actually. That's better than I thought. He's working on a book. Believe it or not. Yes, he is. There's so many people working on books, you know. Dr. Fauci and all the rest. And Andrew Cuomo, I guess, is not working on a book. By the way, Andrew Cuomo's youngest daughter, Michaela, has come out as, and it's her word, queer today. She is her mother is a Kennedy, so she's half a Kennedy. And she makes an appearance in my second Kennedy Babylon book, Kennedy Babylon 2. She was found unconscious when she was in high school at the family home in Westchester County, New York. So she's a Cuomo and she's a Kennedy, and now she's coming out for Pride Month.
By the way, Howie, we do have a new statement from President Trump.
Oh, we do. Okay, good. Excellent.
Next time I'm in the White House, there will be no more dinners at his request with Mark Zuckerberg and his wife. It will be all business. I like that. Next time I'm in the White House.
By the way, you know, if you haven't read these emails between Fauci and the rest of them, you really should check them out this weekend. The redactions are really infuriating because a lot of them. You know, you would think the redactions would just be for national security. If you read these things, they just protect themselves, all the bureaucrats. And the higher up they are, the more they redact to protect themselves. And so in one case, Zuckerberg is trying to get him, Fauci, to make a video for Facebook because they're going to do a COVID-19 page. And so he's talking about what he's going to do for Fauci. And then all of a sudden, there's a whole paragraph redacted. What does that have to do with national security? Why can't we see that? Don't you think that's what really irritated Trump when he saw that redacted paragraph, Taylor?
Probably.
Yeah. I mean, it's just so, so obnoxious what they did. We've got let's play a cut. We talk about Charlie Parker, and we really wish we had Sununu as the governor because we would have had our masks off weeks earlier. But, you know, I guess I don't have to tell you who Fauci loves as a governor. Cut 39.
It's an advantage because you're dealing with a city and a state that has really done a very good job with a governor who understands the situation.
He understands the situation. He's number 3 in deaths, and he's number 1 in unemployment. How much better could he understand the situation than that? Cut 38. Okay. We're out of time for that. When we come back, we'll do Grace's News, and we've got more. We've got plenty more stuff. 844-500-4242. We'll get to your calls right after Grace's News. Give yourselves a hand, guys. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. It's great. The Lawton family is being great to us today here at Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire, and everybody's having a good time. We're going to play some pinball as the day goes on and some of the other arcade games. They got candle pins. They got 10 pins. They don't have duck pins, I guess. I don't know. But everything else. And Grace and I wanted to thank everyone at Binney Media who helped us today with this remote at Fun Spot, in addition to the Lawtons who own the own Fun Spot, especially Dirk Naden, the engineer, and Heath Cole. Heath, Dirk, and John, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's really been a great remote, and the setup was perfect, and it's been really, really fun.
Right. 603, question needs some context. In a Republican primary, would you vote for Pence or Romney? I think there are going to be other candidates in the mix. And even though we're kind of close by here to Mitt's stomping grounds, I don't think Mitt. Who would vote for Mitt? Yeah, what do you guys think of Mitt? Oh, local boy makes good. All right. 844-500-4242. Grace.
Yes, sir. Howie, I want to read you the old New York Times headline versus the New York Times headline from today. The old one says, "Why cancel culture is a distraction." The new one says, "Our digital pasts weren't supposed to be weaponized like this." It would appear that cancel culture has come for the beautiful people, and they don't like it anymore.
Right, so they want to write a new headline to assure that nobody reads it because it's so damn boring just reading the headline, let alone the story puts you to sleep.
Yeah, and then what ends up happening is when liberals do something and they get in trouble for it, the left will say, "I thought you didn't like cancel culture." It's like, whoa, 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 you made the rules here. You guys made the rules. We're just playing by them. If you decide to reinstate everybody that you canceled, everybody whose lives you ruined because of a bad tweet from when they were 16, then we'll start playing by new rules. But until that happens, game on, suckers. All right, now, in other news.
Can we have a Jim Acosta cut here today?
Oh, this yes.
This is the journalism of the day.
People need to be canceled. Yeah, this is Jim Acosta talking about, because there's a rumor going around that Trump thought he was going to be reinstated, and Jim Acosta has so many sources.
Yeah, because, you know, he went out of his way to develop friendships with people that he was covering in the White House, right? I mean, you don't have to be friendly. You could be a somewhat tough reporter or a hostile reporter, but you have to have certain sources. You have to be friendly. Was he ever friendly with anybody? I don't think he was.
No, I do not believe
so. As a matter of fact, I would think if you were seen talking to Jim Acosta, that would probably be a firing offense. I know I would fire somebody if he was treating me that way and I saw somebody of my employees talking to him.
The friendliest he ever got, the friendliest interaction, well, there were two. One when Trump was talking about Alex Acosta and he said, "Oh, he's not related to you, Jim, is he?" And they kind of had a funny back and forth. And the other only funny time was when Jim Acosta asked Trump about the Tiger King and whether or not he was going to pardon him. And Trump said, "Do you want me to, Jim?" And then he got all like, "Oh, no, I'm not saying I want you to. I'm just throwing it out there." Besides that, it's been pretty rough.
But anyway, we have a cut from Jim Acosta, and he's commenting after huddling with his sources, plural, his sources, about whether or not Trump really thinks he's going to be reinstated as president. So let's play that cut. It is...
He believes it. He thinks that there's some chance that he could somehow be reinstated as president. somehow this year. And what he's been doing over the last several weeks is reaching out to advisors, reaching out to allies. And they've basically been trying to talk him off the ledge, Aaron. What Trump has been asking, I'm told by one source, one well-placed source familiar with these conversations, he's been asking, what do you think of this theory? And what this one advisor told me is that he's been told it's not true. Now, this advisor who is familiar with these conversations went on to say that that, you know, it doesn't appear that Trump really believes that he could somehow be reinstated or assume the presidency later on this year.
So he begins his statement by saying Trump really believes he can be reinstated as president. And then he ends it 30 seconds later by saying Trump doesn't really believe it.
I wonder if these are the same sources who told The Atlantic that Trump called veterans losers and suckers. We never ended up pinning down who those sources were.
I told Grace, I worked for some of the worst people in TV news. They knew nothing about TV news. And if I had ever said something that stupid, I would have been reamed out when I got back to the studio from wherever I was.
Worse than the coal store.
it's so bad.
Everyone here must know that story because they all react.
There is more unrest in Minneapolis. Did you hear about this?
Oh, yeah. This is a big story.
Yes, I didn't know there were any Targets left. You know, Target is based in Minneapolis, but there was one left until last night. It was torched last night in the unrest. Here's this is irony. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. The guy's name who was killed, Winston Boogie Smith. Winston Boogie Smith. Anyone familiar with 1984, the novel? Who is the hero? Yeah, Winston Smith. Yeah, Winston Smith. His as far as we know, his middle name, the guy in the novel, his middle name was not Boogie. But other than that, they had the same name. Winston Boogie Smith. He was an aspiring musician. Doesn't say rapper. He was an aspiring musician. He was a felon with 20 prior busts, and he, according to the press release put out by the U.S. Marshals, he produced a handgun when a felon fugitive task force attempted to take him into custody, and that's when he was shot. So that gave them an excuse to do the summer looting.
He's a good boy, a very good boy.
Yeah, I know, Boogie. He says he's not going to be boogieing anymore, though. It's all over. All right. What else have you got for us, Grace?
Well, Howie, there was a story earlier that we did on my show about AOC's grandmother. She mentioned that her grandmother was living in bad conditions in Puerto Rico, and she tried to blame the Trump administration for it. And then people started writing in, like, why don't you give your grandmother some of your money? You drive a Tesla. You have, you know. And then she had to clarify. She's like, oh, no, I take care of my grandma. I'm just standing up for other people's grandmas. Well, some conservatives got together and decided to put together a GoFundMe for AOC's grandmother. You're not even going to believe this. I'm reading that it's already raised $50,000.
Really?
$46,882.
$46,000. Talk about how mad is AOC going to be. She's going to be the first person to be mad that a GoFundMe has been raising this
much
money.
But this is a joke, right?
It started as a joke, like help AOC's grandmother because she won't help her, but now it's actually raised $46,000. I'm sure AOC did help her grandma when she got there, but I think she thought the tweet was going to go differently. The tweet didn't. The tweet backfired, as the kids say. By the way, Howie, just a quick plug for myself, if you don't mind. I have a new Spectator piece out. It's all about Dr. Fauci. So if people want to check that out, I would very much appreciate it.
Yes, that was a good story you did on Dr. Fauci.
It wasn't hard, honestly. When it comes to Dr. Fauci, there's just so much material. The guy has been everywhere.
Yes, you can check out my column as well on Dr. Fauci. It's if you can't get through the paywall at the Herald, it's posted at HowieCarshow.com, HowieCarshow.com.
And Howie, I do have one more story here. I was going to bring this up during police blotter facts, but the police technically aren't involved, and you know I like to keep it strict to the rules with that. So allegations of excessive drinking among lawmakers at Connecticut Capitol being taken very, very seriously. The lawmaker apologized for wine she had with dinner. Did you see this?
No.
There's actual video of it, and the woman's going on and on the floor, like, talking about all different things, but she's clearly just not... She clearly had a bad ice cube.
She's lucky she wasn't charged with impersonating a Kennedy.
She said that...
Or a Cuomo in this case.
She said, that evening I suddenly and unexpectedly began to... Began to feel unwell. This was due to several factors, including anxiety, exhaustion, and regrettably the wine I had with dinner.
You know what they say? You know what they say in the English satirical magazine, Private Eye? She was in a tired and emotional state.
But can I just say, this might not be popular opinion, I give her credit for owning it. She could have easily
If there's video... What are you going to do? I mean, that's why Fauci had to, quote-unquote, own all of these emails, even though he said he couldn't remember them. Of course, if you're a Republican like Roger Stone, you get indicted if you can't remember what's in the emails.
Yes, yes.
He just gets to walk away with a pat on the back.
And I just want to play
A pat on his head, considering how short he is.
I want to play one more cut here, because every time I think that the Democrats can't make any worse analogies, I mean— Biden came out during his joint speech to Congress, his joint address, and he said that what happened on January 6th was the worst thing since the Civil War. And now people are comparing it, or a guest on Morning Joe said, watching the democracy collapse is like being attacked in Pearl Harbor. Cut 19.
We are watching democracy collapse. So, you know, it is time. I mean, it's kind of like being, you know, attacked in Pearl Harbor. We had Pearl Harbor, right? We've been living through it. It's been a slow running event, but, you know, with Trump's, you know, comments about election integrity from the beginning, I mean, beginning of the presidential cycle, we now see about 35% of our fellow Americans think that Joe Biden stole the presidency, and they're seeing that message reinforced all through their ecosystem.
You know, comparisons are hard. I choose just not to make them a lot, because I think you get yourself in these situations, but they have an addiction to comparing themselves to being in war or under attack or, you know, all of these things.
Well, I mean, didn't AOC say that she was in combat?
Yes.
She was like two or three buildings away from the Capitol. And I mean, the building was locked down, but she's suffering post-traumatic stress disorder now.
Yeah, they really think that if you turn on Howie, and I know that you don't, but if you ever were to turn on MSNBC or CNN, it'd be a dark day, I'm sure.
If I ever turned on MSNBC, Grace, do you know that I would probably be one of the 10% youngest people watching the show?
Have you seen those
numbers?
Not only have I seen them, 88% of MSNBC's audience, 88% at any time, is over the age of 55. And that's not me throwing shade at anyone who's over the age of 55. But to say they've lost the youth is an understatement. Really.
That's why I always wondered why all the ads are for Metamucil and Polydent.
Depends. But if you were to turn on any of these shows,
this segment of Morning Joe is brought to you by It Depends.
If you were to turn on any of these shows at any time, you would think that January 6th and white supremacy and what's the other word they use?
Systemic racism.
Domestic terrorism. You would think that these are truly every single person in America's number one issue. It's like watching an alternate universe unfold.
It's bizarro, somebody said.
It's really bizarro. Joy Reid talks to someone and he's like, yep, we need this commission. This is the worst thing to happen since 9/11. And you're just sitting there going, what world are these people in? And how do I get out of it?
I mean, you know, we all grew up in, you know, reading comic books, things like Bizarro, Superman Bizarro. You never think you're going to be living in Bizarro world.
I know. It's not fun. You feel like you're taking crazy pills.
All right, Grace. Thank you. Go play some Donkey Kong.
Yes.
All right, Grace will be back for Police Blotter Facts Friday. Give her a big hand. Allergy season is here, and that means one thing: you need the Eden Pure Thunderstorm and Air Purifier. Warmer temperatures are creeping up, and you're going to want to open those doors and windows. Pollen is going to come in, and when it does, you're going to need the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. One user wrote, quote, "The Thunderstorm does what it claims. It definitely is effective on my husband's allergies, sneezing, runny nose, and coughing. The Thunderstorm is a small device you can hold in your hand and plug into your electrical outlet or into your car by USB cable to purify the air. And the great part of it is it's well under $100. The Thunderstorm air purifier works like a real thunderstorm. It quietly sends out super oxygen and ions to kill odors in your room and purify the air. Many use it to remove pet smells. For pollen, pet, kitchen, musty basements, tobacco, or any other unwanted odors, you need the Thunderstorm. Right now, you can get the Thunderstorm at the lowest price available. Just use code word Howie, and you'll see save an additional $10 off the sales price, and you'll get free shipping. Go to EdenPure.com, click on the radio banner, and put code word Howie at checkout. That's EdenPure.com, radio banner, and code word Howie. With the Eden Pure Thunderstorm, your problem rooms will no longer be a problem. I'm Howie Carr.
When Howie's on, every radio is a magic radio.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
You see them sometimes, walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Howie Carr is back.
844-500-4242. In addition to giving away the free books and taking our pictures, me and Grace, with everybody who's here, we also have a raffle, and we give away three different prizes in the raffle. If you come down here to, or up here to Fun Spot in Laconia, New Hampshire, and just watch. Everybody give yourselves a round of applause so people can see how many people are here. We're also doing a raffle, and we're giving away three different prizes. The last prize during Police Blotter Facts will be for two tickets to a VIP experience at the Howie Carr Show. That's a $300 value. But the first two prizes are going to be, this prize is going to be, that I'm about to draw out of the box, is going to be for one of my New York Times bestsellers, either Hitman or The Brothers Bulger. It's going to be your choice which one you want. We don't have them here, but we'll send them to you. I've signed a couple of Brothers Bulgers throughout the course of the afternoon, and I told people, you know, believe it or not, I've sold about five or six times as many of these books as Andrew Cuomo sold of his book, but I have not gotten near $5.1 million for the book. It's strange how that works. Some people get paid more money to write quote-unquote books than other people do. Okay, so the winner here of the first book, and you got your choice of Hitman or Brothers Bulger. Michelle Hogue from the 617 area code. She around or is she gone? Anyway, she's going to get the book. You can call her Alex, okay? Thank you. 844-500-4242 if you want to talk to us. We've got a little time here to take a few calls. And Winston Boogie Smith will not be down for breakfast. He tried to be, his main goal, according to Instagram, was to inspire the youth and the people who've been misled. Misled. All right. 844-500-4242. Third Virginia sheriff leaves the Democrat Party to become a Republican. There have been three sheriffs now that have left. The last one is Sheriff Chip Schuler of Smythe County. I'm changing to the Republican Party because of the relentless attacks on law enforcement by Democrats in Richmond and Washington, Richmond, the state capital. My deputies work hard to serve and protect the citizens of Smythe County. As sheriff, it has been difficult to watch my deputies try to move forward during this unprecedented assault on our profession. We remain in an honorable profession and should not be judged by the bad acts of a few. So that's three sheriffs of switched parties here in Virginia. They have an election coming up in the fall. That's one of those states that has off-year elections along with New Jersey. 844-500-4242. We just got the results on the fundraising for the month of May for the politicians in Massachusetts. Charlie Parker raised a whopping $3,432 in May. That'll barely buy a round at the 21st Amendment. I don't think he's running for re-election. All right, we'll be right back. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.